Blog Talk Radio.
A black king. I wonder, do you dream? When people always think whatever you do, you trying to scheme. Or torn down, thrown under the bus. You a black man, no, you can't be one of us. All of your love is mistaken for lust. You can't catch a break because you're bleeding too much. They're scared of your power, they're scared of your prowess. In my opinion, you are the best, but I digress. Black king, I wonder, do you feel pain? Whenever you get beat down, you get back up again. They take away your money, they strip away your fame. But you dust yourself off as you rise again. They call you a boy, they say you ain't a man. They tear down your pride, put the fire out inside. But I believe in you, because you are the truth. Now get your tail up and do what it do, babe. It's bulletproof, black king. You heal my soul. You come to my rescue when I'm about to lose control. Your voice calls me like sweet therapy. You always know the right things to say to me. When I am down, you lift me with your strong back, with the strength of 10 men. Yeah, I want all that. I need you in my life. I need you to stay. Come what may, don't ever walk away.
Shabbat Shalom, Israel. It's the music of Slim the Phoenix right here on Absolute Knowledge and Truth. And it is called Black King. Check her out on Facebook or on YouTube, Black King. Powerful, powerful track right there. Well, once again, it's the Shabbat right here on Absolute Knowledge and Truth. And also on the Blog Talk Radio Network at blogtalkradio.com, the Men Empowered Organization. And, of course, it is time for February's so-called Black History Month. But right here at the Men Empowered Organization, it is Black History Month all the time. Well, if you didn't know, we are in a series here on Fridays, and once again, we had to switch our schedule up from 12 noon to 6 p.m. this time, and we are going to play a clip and a couple of more tracks. We're going to go back to 2011, where it all started right here, four brothers coming together right here on Blog Talk Radio in conjunction with WJM WPFG 92.1 on your FM dial right here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Like I said before, what good comes out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi? Well, truth reigns here. Truth is in the air. And we about to get into it. Want to send a big shout out to Brother Joel for his track, Ecclesiasticus 12 and 13. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and 29 is the name of the track that is playing in the background. And of course, if you'd like to join in on our show conversation while we are here live, the number to call is 347-205-9279. These brothers came together, like I said before, from a fast and prayer. We wanted to know, what is the reason why, now don't be offended if you are not an African American, what is the reason why whites hate blacks so much? And I know that's not everybody, but why is this that hate between black and white? Well, we went on a fast and we asked the Most High this, and this is what we came out with. The truth, as we didn't know that we are the progenitors or the progenitors of the Bible. The progenitors of black history is all in the Bible. The Bible, the entire Bible, is written and published by the Most High to his prophets and his people. And every last one of those people are people of color. So we're going to give you some information that we had taken from the history books, and we found out that the Bible is our history book. Now we're going to play a clip of our people, the four of us, getting together, and we laid down some powerful, powerful information that you may have skipped over. I know a lot of people have differences. The Bible is not for private interpretation. Yes, I have a co-host, my daughter, Miss Coco. She may be a little bit different and don't have the understanding just yet, but she's a good co-host and she's learning the things that she is learning, and pray that the Most High will wake her up. And of course, I pray that the Most High will wake all of our people up, but we know what prophecy is. So just want to let you know that Brother Gabriel, Brother Malachi, yours truly, right here, as well as Prophet Donnie Lewis and Brother Rabbi Baruch Ben Israel will be right here momentarily bringing you the message. So hopefully you will stick around, pass the word around, and be inspired by the truth right here. Let's go back to 2011, where it all began. I'll be right back after the broadcast and give you some final thoughts. Thank you.
of awareness and understanding. And Prophet, I look at some programs this week on the ministry channels, and
in which God has provided for us. Amen. We need to understand that to be really truly blessed, godly blessed,
mm-hmm.
is to have the favor of God upon your life, because see, God, first of all, owns everything.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have it in your possession at that time, but if you truly have the favor of God upon your life, and you do, but you got to understand and know that you do. When you know you have the favor of God,
and was after that translated to Greek and English and other languages. But with the Hebraic understanding, we're going to get the essence of what the scriptures is trying to tell us and what's trying to guide and direct us in the way of truth. Our topic today is going to be dealing with people of color in the Bible.
Amen.
Or black people as it relates in the Bible. Now, when we look around the world today, we see that all the idols and the things that are exemplified or that projects God is identified with a Eurocentric twist to it.
Okay.
We see we have been taught for many centuries that when we go to churches, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
So if you walk in a church and this is the place where God's supposed to abide, and you see a image of a long-haired, pale-skinned, blue-eyed person being depicted and as the image of the Son of God,
mm-hmm.
then that picture that's in your mind is talking to you. I say 1,000 words. So it's putting a message in your brain. It's sending you a subliminal message. So what we're going to do today, we're going to bring, because the world today has not associated black people with people of the Bible.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to say that that is not the case.
Absolutely, Rabbi.
So what we want to do, first of all, I would like to encourage everyone to get a pencil and paper. Make sure you take notes, because we are not coming here to preach. We're coming here to teach.
Amen.
You and resurrect your mind today.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We're going to go to the first scripture, 2 Timothy 2:15.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Now, what we're going to be dealing with here is absolute truth. It's not a question of whether we like people of other races. We're just setting the record straight. Okay? But not everyone in the world wants truth. The truth, many times, conflict with tradition.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with traditions of men instead of the instructions of God, Prophet.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the absolute history of humankind and human race. The sooner that sincere Christians wake up to this idea, the sooner we can get on with unadulterated scripture to those who are truly hungry to know the truth.
Yes.
So that is our purpose today. The word of God, Yah in Hebrew, is perfect and is precise. It is not full of error nor contradiction. Those who truly hunger, thirst, will have their longing souls satisfied. Now, first thing we want to clear up here, Prophet, I want to go into, we're not going to read a lot of scriptures on it, but in Genesis 2, 8 verses 8 through 13, it gives a physical description of the Garden of Eden. And what this does is, as I'm trying to stimulate our brothers and sisters in the audience today to begin to do a thorough investigation and to redefine these things, we find that when you go to the geographical location of the description that's given to us in Genesis 2, 8, and 13, that the Garden of Eden was
mm-hmm.
in Africa.
Absolutely.
Now, we know that historically and through the scientists and what do you call the people that dig up the bones? Anthropologists. They have found that civilization undoubtedly started in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So the scripture is true. It holds true that this Garden of Eden, where originally man and woman was placed, was in Northeast Africa.
Amen.
All right? We know that the sons of Noah populated these areas after
mm-hmm.
the flood.
Mm-hmm.
They were people that are now considered to be modern-day Ethiopia, Egypt, Libya, and modern-day Palestine was all a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we are relating to Africa as a base of beginning. Now, I would like to go to the book of Job 30 and 30. Now, Job is the oldest book in the Bible.
Yes.
Job was a perfect and upright man,
mm-hmm.
as we read in chapter 1, verses 1. Now, Job came from the land of Ur. This is where Abraham, the father, reared him, and where Abraham, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and initially the progenitor of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel.
Okay.
Job is describing himself in chapter 30, verse 30, and it reads,
"My skin is black upon me."
Wait a minute. He said, what?
"My skin is black upon me."
So Job, one of the oldest authors in the Bible, he tell you plainly, this is not a parable.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "My skin is black upon me." Now, we're going to jump back, let's go to Jeremiah 8:21, prophet.
Jeremiah 8:21?
Let's go to 14:2 before we go there.
What, Jeremiah 14:2?
Jeremiah 14:2.
Okay. Jeremiah 14:2. That is a fantastic scripture. I'm going to let Brother Robert read that.
"Judah mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black upon the ground, and they cry of Jerusalem is gone up."
Now the tribe of Judah, which is the seed of David, who is also described as being black, likened unto the ground. We know Adam, Adamah in Hebrew, means dirt. That man was created from the earth.
From the dust of the earth.
Now we know that the fertile ground is what color, prophet?
It's black.
It's black.
Jet
he
black.
Said, jet black.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Judah was likened unto the ground.
Amen.
He, again, described as black. Now what we are doing here, we are not talking about trying to discriminate against any racial connotations or anything. What we're doing here is setting the record straight historically. Now, also in the book of Revelations, we go to the first chapter, verses 13 through 17, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, prophet.
"And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle."
Okay, this is the Son of Man. This is the description of the Messiah, the Savior. Go ahead, read.
"His head and his hairs were white like wool."
Now, we find out that the hair on his head was going to be white. He was going to be, it was a symbol. White hair is a symbol of wisdom.
That's right.
He was going to be wise. But his hair was going to be like wool. Now, we know that black people that originated out of Africa, their hair was originally like wool.
Absolutely.
So let's read on.
"As white as snow."
Mm-hmm.
"And his eyes were as a flame of fire."
Read on.
"And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace."
Now I want to know, if you take fine brass and put it in a furnace and burn it, what color it becomes?
Rabbi, I did the research on it. When you put fine brass in a furnace fire, it turns black.
It turns
jet
black.
And the whole purpose I want to make this comment for those of you in the listening audience. Not many times will you ever find a minister of God, man of God, prophet of God, apostle, that is brave enough and bold enough to tell the absolute truth. And that's what this is now. This is absolute truth ministries. This is the information and the declaration of truth that's going to go out to our people, Rabbi.
Absolutely.
Amen. So that we can finally find out who we are as it references and links us to the Savior, the Son of God, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. This is what we have to do, is link our people back to its source. And the source of our people is God Almighty and the Son, Yeshua. So we're linking back. We're not doing anything new. We're just going back to the truth, amen, and understanding who we are, because of people that doesn't understand who they are, they'll never find out where they should be going. Amen.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay,
man.
Now, go ahead, Rabbi.
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy, 14th chapter, verse 2. Now, we have established that historically that the people that the book is talking about are African people.
Absolutely.
Now, what I'm going to do is begin to relate. God had a chosen people. Is
mm-hmm.
that right?
Mm-hmm.
It talks about a chosen people from Genesis all the way to Revelation. In the book of Deuteronomy 14:2, it reads on this wise:
"For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God, and the Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself."
Now, this people is God's own chosen people. They are peculiar people. Okay, read.
"Above all the nations that are upon the earth."
Above all the nations that are upon the earth. Let's go to Deuteronomy 7 and 6, prophet.
"For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth."
Wait a minute. He said above all people that are upon the face of the earth?
Above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Come on, talk to me, prophet. I know you got something to say about that.
Well, what I want to link that to is you're looking at Deuteronomy 7, and then we looked at Deuteronomy 14, and in those both passages of Scripture, you see the authenticity of the mind of God as it relates to, I'm talking about the same thing.
Same
he
thing.
Keeps talking about a special people, a
right.
sanctified people, a unique people. And the reason why, I just got this, the Lord just dropped something in my spirit.
Come on with it, prophet.
One of the things why the Lord is saying, the reason why this is a special people and a unique people and a set aside people, and they are above all the people of the rest of the earth, is because these are the same people that he formed in the Garden of Eden.
Absolutely.
Out of the dust of the earth.
That's
and remember,
right.
he made man in his image and in his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
So that the true and living God then, obviously, this is deep for you that are listening now. Obviously, the reason why that people was so special is because they looked just like him. They were designed inwardly. Their mind, their soul, their spirit was designed inwardly just like the Creator. And then on the outside, he formed clay around the spiritual and the metaphysical man.
That's right.
He formed the clay around the temple. Amen.
Amen.
He built a temple, and then he put himself in the temple, and then he made a declaration and said, now, I'm making these people in my image and in my likeness. And these were Asiatic black people that were black as tar or a Goodyear tire.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm going to make it plain.
Make it plain.
And this is what God preferred above all other nations on the earth.
Right.
He preferred it to be this way. Now, I can't help it, and you can't help it, and nobody else can help it. The preference of God.
That's right.
He made a preference, and he said, this is how I want to do it. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
It's just like the United States. They set up four militaries. Now, something you can't say it's wrong or it's right. It was the preference of the founding fathers to have four branches of military. and also secret undercover ops.
That's right.
This is just how it's done. So then we have to accept the perfect law of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And take it like it is. Therefore, if we teach this truth and we bring this truth out, Rabbi,
mm-hmm.
then the people of God, which is the African American man in America,
and we
those,
prove that.
Those that were sent over here on ships, we were driven out of the land of Israel into
right.
the west coast of Africa. And then we were shipped here, and the reason why our plight is so hard is because we're in a strange land serving strange gods, singing a strange song. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we are those, we are the descendants and the branch and the extension of that unique and special seed that the Lord had created.
Amen.
Let's tie it together, Prophet. In the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter and the 13th verse, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a sojourner in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years.
Wow.
Now this was prophesied in the book of Genesis,
mm-hmm.
all the way back to the fathers. Abraham was the founding father of the Hebrew race. He is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that the seed of the Messiah would come through that seed line.
Amen.
Now we're finding out that the seed of Abraham was going to go into captivity for 400 years. Now there are some that will say, well, the children of Israel went into captivity 400 years in Egypt.
Right.
But let's go to Deuteronomy 28 and the 68th chapter, 68th verse. And I want you to read, Robert.
And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships.
Now Egypt was being related to at that time that this scripture was written as a modern day Egypt. It's an allegory that today is talking about modern day Babylon, or a place of captivity. Read.
By the way whereof I spake unto thee,
uh-huh.
thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bond women, and no man shall buy you.
Now, we were saying that this captivity would be taking place, and we would go in captivity again in what? Ships.
In ships.
Yes. Now, there's no people in the history, recorded history, other than black people in America that went into captivity and slavery in ships.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So we are the only people that fit this scripture in Deuteronomy 28 and 68, that we are those people, in fact, those people.
Amen.
Go
Amen.
Ahead, Brother Prophet.
Amen. Now, I thought about this, Rabbi, and let's talk about just for a minute, what was the plight of the black man and black woman in America after we were brought here? You'll see that scripture fulfilled, how that we were bought. And we were sold, and we were treated like animals. We were treated as livestock.
Right.
Not only that, but we were not even written in the Constitution of America as a human being.
That's right.
We were written
right.
in as 3/5 of a human being. This also was prophesied to us, and I want you to find that for me, Rabbi, where we would be talking about, we would be spoken of as a byword, and we would not be considered humans. We would be third class and fourth class individuals that would specifically do one task, and that is to serve a taskmaster.
Well,
and
that's
to serve
also,
an idol god.
That's right. If we look into the book of Deuteronomy, it talks about the curses and blessings in chapter 28. The entire chapter 28, starting at the 15th verse all the way to the 68th verse, is describing our captivity. Now, it's ironic because the scriptures are so powerful that you begin to pull this truth out of it. And it said that this nation, in verse 49, it said, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle. Now, what is the symbolic bird of America?
It's the eagle, Rabbi.
It is the eagle.
It is the eagle.
And it's a bird of prey. It's a predator. It's ironic that all the nations of this world today are predators.
Yes.
They are predators by design, because this entire world system is geared toward consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit of God and God's people has to be the spirit of creation.
Of creation.
And life.
Mm-hmm.
Where we see that this whole entire world, everything that's symbolic of it, is about death and damnation.
Absolutely.
Now, we see that. And in verse 37,
mm-hmm.
I shall become an astonishment and a proverb and a byword. Nigger, boot, shine, coon, huh? All these negative connotations that they put up on us, that we were less than a human being.
Absolutely.
That we were considered livestock. We wasn't even considered human beings.
This is where, Rabbi, also the cliche came from. It said that they called me everything but a child of God.
That's right.
And this is where it came from, is that we have been called everything except what we were supposed to have been called. But now part of that, in part, is our own fault. We read the scripture in the beginning. It says, study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, we have, for the last 400 years, we have had men of God. We have had the right to be educated for us at least the last 900 years in this country. And we have not studied, we have not sought the concepts of God as leaders, our church leaders, our political leaders, those people that had gotten educated first back in the 1900s. They did not serve us as they should have served us. They followed the system in a place of prosperity where their education and their well-being was going to be for them. Well, our men of God did not do the study. They did not get on their knees and search the Lord and say, now, Lord, what is it going to take for our people, my people, to come out of this Egypt, this bondage? It is our responsibility as men of God to lay our life down for the sheep. Amen.
Right.
And we say, what are the sheep? Now, Yeshua said, I came for the lost sheep of Israel.
That's correct.
We are the lost sheep that descended from Israel.
That is correct.
So we are still that lost sheep. And what this ministry is trying to do and attempting to do is to recover that which has been lost.
That's right.
Fulfilling the word that Yeshua gave us back in Matthew 10, where he said, I came to bring to what? Heal up the brokenhearted. To set the captive free,
mm-hmm.
To open the blind eyes and to heal the lame and the halt. He said, this is the ministry that we're supposed to be doing today. Now, how can you do that if you don't first set the mind and the soul free by bringing information that's going to put your mind in shock? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And this, when this word falls, it will even get in your nervous system. Amen. It will shake the very foundation of your conscious and your subconscious. And you say, man, I've never heard such a word. I've never heard such truth. Amen. But this truth is designed. Amen. You know, we read a scripture earlier in the first show that says, if any man hear my voice, he said, I stand at the door and knock. And if he let me in, he said, I'll come into him and sup with him. And he said, I'll be your God and you'll be my children. This is what's got to happen now.
Absolutely.
Is we must now open the door. And this is what he's doing in Revelation chapter 3. He's standing at the door and he's knocking.
That's right.
And he's saying, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. Because, Rabbi, we are those valley of dry bones.
Absolutely.
That Ezekiel spoke about. And talk about these dry bones for a minute.
Oh, Prophet, that's a great honor. That's a whole nother lesson within itself. But what I would like to do, I would like to go into Revelation 12 chapter,
mm-hmm.
and starting at the 9th verse. And it reads on this wise. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, if you are put in a position where you can deceive the whole world, Prophet, now we know what do you see almost on every corner in our neighborhoods today?
A church.
You see a church.
And a liquor store.
And a liquor store, brother. But what what you see is that Satan has set up his structure in order to get to you where you think you're coming to praise and worship
yeah.
God,
mm-hmm.
you are actually worshiping the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to prove this as our ministry go on in the coming weeks
mm-hmm.
that he has deceived the whole world.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
so now the whole world is deceived.
The whole world is deceived.
So
but
now mm-hmm.
but now we have loosed the seals. We are coming with absolute truth now.
Absolutely.
We are coming to expose the devil.
Mm-hmm.
We are coming to expose the ideologies and philosophies and dogmas that we are fighting from. The scriptures say we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but we are fighting against principalities, dogmas, and governments in high places.
Absolutely.
So all these people that have maintained control of us have deceived the whole entire world.
Right.
Their whole program is about death. We're talking about a man that poisoned the air that he breathes. He poisoned the water that he drinks. He'll drop atomic bombs on people. He'll make weapons of mass destruction. And he'll go into other countries, take over other countries, where he won't even take care of the people in his own country. See, this is why the sons and daughters of God have to be manifested, because if we don't stand up and stand up for God, this devil's going to destroy all creation.
Absolutely.
God forbid.
Absolutely,
amen.
Rabbi. You own to something there. I'll tell you what, Rabbi, when we say that the whole world has been deceived, then are we talking about that there was actually a diabolical plan to destroy this world? And there, where did this all start at, Rabbi?
Prophet, it all started in the Garden of Eden.
Uh-huh.
When Eve was deceived. Eve was deceived by, see, these trees are symbolic of understanding
mm-hmm.
and consciousness. We're going to get in, there's several aspects of Genesis. There's the physical, the spiritual, and the metaphysical. We're going to keep it on the basics today.
Absolutely.
But Eve being deceived by the spirit of error.
Mm-hmm.
See, the spirit of error was brought in through the original man and woman. Woman was being portrayed as the weaker part of man. So we didn't have the strength nor the understanding to not partake of this negative information. Just like we're doing today.
Mm-hmm.
We have our brothers and sisters, they're trying to emulate people that they're not. They have taken to make you think that long string of hair is beautiful. Now you see all our sisters with all this false hair in their head.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the same kind of thing Eve went through.
Okay.
She looked at the tree and it looked beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But see, wickedness, the devil make wickedness look attractive to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he'll put up a billboard with a cigarette in his fingertip and they make a beautiful woman look like, well, if you're going to be beautiful, you got to be smoking a cigarette. See, this is the same principle. The devil has gotten sophisticated now. He'll put his clinics in the black neighborhood and call them clinics of family planning,
mm-hmm.
where they're performing 1,500 abortions on black people every day,
mm-hmm.
but they call it what?
Family planning.
See, the devil is wicked, and we got to understand that we got to begin to identify him and expose him and bring him out. Our sisters, if back in the 60s and 70s, our sisters knew that their hair was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that their skin was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't using no bleach and glow trying to lighten up their skin. They was beautiful black.
Absolutely.
Amen.
So this is how the devil eases in. And you look at our brothers and sisters that are so successful today in the rap industry and everything. The first thing they do is go out and spend $1 million on diamonds. Why don't you spend $1 million on the neighborhood where he came from to help uplift his people?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Come on,
Father. Absolutely, absolutely.
Amen.
Brother, I tell you what, Rabbi, I'm always thinking and studying and seeing things, and I just figured out years ago, Rabbi, that we are chosen people, and the reason why this American lifestyle does not work for us because we were not ordained to walk in sin.
Amen.
That's correct.
We were not ordained to digest this polluted culture that we live in.
That's correct.
The culture of that corrupts the mind and the heart. You know, when you look at this nation is a nation that has been given over to lasciviousness, which means uncleanness, to
That's
do
right.
every evil work and work it among ourselves. We're talking about the television industry or the media. You know, there's those images that are pumped into our mind of pornography,
mm-hmm.
Child abuse, profanity, idolatry, witchcraft. All these things have been pumped into us. And what people don't understand is that when you pump that kind of information in that training, even in the churches, we're believing all kinds of things, that there are more than one God and so many personalities in the Godhead, and we're sacrificing to idol gods, even in the church, because we're calling on things that we don't even know what it is.
That's
Amen.
Correct.
And when we start to call on things that we don't even know what it is, what it does, it fouls up the air of communication. When the word goes out of your mouth, there is supernatural power there to intercept what you have said and take what you have said and do something with it. And when you start calling on idol gods and things that you don't understand, and we'll get into it a little deeper, Rabbi, on our next show, but this is what hinders your prayer. This is what hinders your walk with the Almighty, is because we don't even know what we're calling on.
Well, let me ask you this, Prophet. This is what you're saying. Now, I hear you say Yeshua. Yeshua
yes.
was the original name that they replaced with Jesus.
Yes.
Yeshua. So what you are saying, that if you are praying to another entity and you're not calling on the proper name, so let's give you an example. Say Brother Rob was walking down the street and I was trying to get his attention and I was calling for Brother Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe, Brother Rob ain't going to pay me no attention.
He ain't going to pay you no attention.
So if we calling on the wrong God, then our God is not going to respond to us.
Amen.
Is that what you're saying, Prophet?
Absolutely. That is what I'm saying, Rabbi. And I want to, let me just touch something right quick in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Let's find out about the Gentile church, what they were doing. These were the people that were unlearned, outside of Israel, didn't understand the covenants of Abraham, didn't understand the true and living God. Didn't understand anything that had any order, divine order. These were just
mm-hmm.
wild, barbaric people.
Okay.
And now here is the Apostle Paul trying to bring them or graft them into the same church that Yeshua brought, or Jesus Christ, by his apostles. Here.
Right.
And now you look at this, and it was saying here that the Gentiles were sacrificing onto devils.
Yes, they are.
And this is
still
just,
doing it today.
This is an amazing thing.
Come on.
And I didn't realize how deep it really was. But Paul, he was saying, he said, be not like the Gentiles who sacrifice
mm-hmm.
Onto devils.
You are the book. Come
and
on.
And so when we understood that the Gentiles were sacrificing unto devils, then he started talking about how many lords and how many gods were in their society and in their training,
yeah.
That they had, that they were reared in. Their culture was based on Greek mythology.
Okay.
They were serving gods like Zeus and Mercurius and Serapis and Isis.
Uh-huh.
All these gods, this is what they were calling on.
That's
Amen.
Right.
And then when they got in the church, or they were trying to be reformed or grafted in, they were still in the church trying to have communion and calling out and serving these idol gods.
That's right.
So Paul recognized it, and he said, look, men and brethren, you can't serve these many gods and these many lords. He said, as for Israel, we believe in one God.
Mm-hmm.
And that one God is above all, through all, and in all.
Right.
And he said, there's one Lord, there's one faith, and one baptism. These aliens who were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, they didn't understand
mm-hmm.
that you can't make up religion. You can't make up a faith. You have to be in cooperation with the thing that God has already established. And but when Israel, which is us, the black African man in America, when we start to sacrifice to things, false gods, false beliefs, false rituals, and false doctrine, when we do that, all it does, Rabbi, it brings a curse on us, and that curse begins at Deuteronomy 28 and be what verse was that it started? Verse 15. It started. That's where the curses start in our life.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Prophet, now, one of the worst things in the first five books of the Bible, which is called the Tanakh, it says that one of the worst things you could do is call on a foreign god.
Amen.
That was
Amen.
One of the worst things you could do.
Amen.
Now, if you do the research on the name Jesus, mm-hmm. its correct pronunciation is Jesus. Jesus, listen to it. Jesus, it means son of Zeus.
Son of Zeus.
Mythology.
Mm-hmm.
When you're calling on Jesus every Sunday in the church, you're calling on Jesus, the son of Zeus.
Yes.
You're not calling on the omnipotent God of creation, the one and only God.
Mm-hmm.
How can our God respond to us if we're steady calling on foreign gods? Whether we know it, understand it, or not. If you don't understand it out there in the listening audience, do the research.
Do the research.
Do the
Amen.
Research.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6 says that. So without the knowledge, you will perish. But if you have the knowledge, then you will live. So this is the reason that this ministry was created, because of the knowledge that we knew, and that we knew that the churches were doing an okey-doke unto our people. Therefore, we continue to wake people up as we speak. That's going to do it for us for this week. We'll be back next Friday, hopefully at 12. If not, we'll do it all over again at 6 p.m., and we will bring you what took place back in 2011. Remember, we have broadcast this locally right here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We also broadcast this throughout the world on our Blog Talk Radio right here online. Don't forget, we will be here on tomorrow at 9 p.m. for Rhythm and Poetry Live right here on our Saturday's edition. So stay tuned for that. We will be getting back into the book of Jasher, which Jasher is mentioned in Joshua chapter 10, verse 13. So until next time, right here on Absolute Knowledge and Truth, this is Brother Malachi wishing you a very good Shabbat Shalom.
When I say Hebrews, I mean myself. Praying, cause I can't redeem myself.
Okay.
They say the Bible man-made, so they don't need it in their life. But if they balls, they jump. They would take flight. Your life and the way you go about it ain't right. You ain't tight. They don't think Christ came in the first place. So to return, they don't think twice. This word is not of own interpretation. 2 Peter 1:20, as you need it blatant. My people can't love cause they used to hating. They can't give anything cause they used to taking. They screaming where he at cause they sick of waiting. But when your check in the mail, you just sit patient. Wait and tell your boss man to pay you before payday. So Christ ain't gonna come just cause you screaming mayday. You ain't even doing what you really supposed to. So when he do return, he ain't coming back for you. He might ignore you cause he never known you. If you think this man-made, then you hellbound. A fool says no God. If you think this man-made, then you hellbound. Psalms 14:1. If you think this man made, then you hellbound. Psalms 14:1, a fool says no God. All I see is food and power and they rule. Treat us like a tool, toss aside never to be used. In a shed where we bled. Atheist church, I call it Satan church instead. That's the devil trick that make you think he don't exist. We ain't living rich, we got the curse and not the gift. But the fall made us stronger. I pray we find a better way to grow. But there's only a little ways to go. Overall, Israel did good. Living in tribulation, no other nation could. So you would be a fool to say it's no God. I pray you do not choose the wrong side. My path narrow, yours wide. My eyes wide open, yours blind. So I'ma keep it rocking till the end come. And then some.
Malachi.